From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Kirch with you once again to continue to let the Bible speak on the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be thinking a little further upon the commanding Christ. So stay with us as in a few minutes we look together into the Word of God. We start off with another of our hot topics for the day, pie in the sky. The super rich have difficulty finding ways to spend their money, or to do something to make people know just how well off they really are. An enterprising entrepreneur in Belgium has come up with a novel way to help them. For a mere $20,000, he will bring to your backyard a giant crane from which dangles the world's most eccentric restaurant. You and your guests will be hoisted 150 feet into the air, where waiters will rush back and forth around a center platform to serve you your dinner. At a recent dinner party, amid the giggles and squeals of guests who were scared of heights, one man was heard to joke, "Next stop, heaven." Quite literally, he and his friends were enjoying pie in the sky. Apart from the price tag, I think I'd enjoy the experience of having dinner in the sky, though I have no doubt my wife would never agree to join me. I admire the imagination of the entrepreneur who dreamed up such a novel scheme of relieving the rich of their money. But the whole idea of pie in the sky struck me as worth pondering. Christians have often been accused of believing in pie in the sky. That is, according to their critics, they practically opt out of this present life in the vain hope that they will have a better one somewhere up in the blue yonder. Of course, the charge is utterly baseless, at least in the case of Bible believers. Our Christianity equips us to live in this world. We don't opt out of life. Sure, we repudiate much of the filth and folly that worldly people seem to think necessary to life. But as Christians, we know what life is all about. We aim to use the world, but not to abuse it. And our hope for the world to come is certainly not vain. It's as sure as the throne of the eternal God who gave it to us. There are people, unfortunately, who do have a religion of pie in the sky. Theirs is a religion of human works and merit, a religion of trying to earn their acceptance with God. In the here and now, it's a religion of fear and frustration, of guilt and gloom. Yet, they hope that by their useless works of self-righteousness, they will finally gain a place in heaven. Now, that is pie in the sky. It's a hope that will certainly be disappointed. There is no pie, no eternal reward of life and glory for any man who tries to work or pay his way to heaven. Pie-in-the-sky religion may appear to hoist you heavenward, but it's only a delusion. All it can do is to ruin your enjoyment of this life and then condemn you to eternal death. We all urgently need to take a reality check. We're all going to die. Each of us must live forever in heaven or in hell. There's a feast of glorious grace and endless delight for all who accept God's salvation on His terms. Those terms are plainly set forth in Scripture. Paul summarized them in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's no pie in the sky. It's the reality of God's eternal salvation. Make sure you don't reject the reality for the religion of pie in the sky. Let the Bible Speak broadcast, we remind you how you may get in touch with us. We like to know that the Lord is blessing His Word to your hearts. As I've often said, we're grateful to you for listening in, and we're certainly delighted that the Lord answers prayer and blesses His Word to so many people as it goes out from day to day. So let me again take the opportunity to tell you the contact details and to encourage you to write and let us know that you're a listener to Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is ltbs@freepress.org. ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free, 1-866-877-LTBS, 866-877-5827. I'd also like to make special mention of our website, ltbsradio.org. com. It's important that you remember to put the word radio. LTBSradio.com. On that site, you'll find, I think, much to interest you. You'll find a complete catalogue of our programs. You can access them. You can listen again. You can read the hot topics. You can read comments from listeners. You can add your comment. Various things. You can even visit our web bookstore. And there we have some things that I think will be of interest to you. So these are the ways you may contact us. We're glad to come to you by radio. We look forward to you being in touch with us. Turn to our study of the life of Christ, considering the commanding Christ. We've seen at the beginning of Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, how that Christ commands the success of his work. We return to chapter 5 of Luke, but a little later in the chapter, to note how now he commands the salvation of sinners. In Luke chapter 5, from verse 13 onwards, we read the story of the cleansing of a leper who came to Christ saying, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And the Lord Jesus said, "I will be thou clean." And here the truth is that Christ commands the salvation of sinners. This is a wonderful miracle. It's a wonderful display of divine omnipotence in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a miracle that shows Christ's complete sovereign lordship over disease and over life and death. This man had a death sentence upon him. There was no doubt about it. He was bound to die. And there was no known cure among the Jews. They had no idea how there could be a cure for leprosy. But the Lord Jesus simply said, "I will." Now that's a very significant statement. "I will. Be thou clean." And immediately the leprosy was cleansed. In cleansing the leper and in choosing this way to do it, the Lord Jesus Christ not only showed that he was sovereign over disease and over life and death, but he showed that he was truly God. John Bergen, 19th century Dean of Chichester in England, a man who's most famous as a textual critic of the New Testament, a man that those of us who believe in the traditional or majority text of the New Testament owe a lot to, the greatest scholar in defense of that text, I think, along with F.H.A. Scrivener, that the English-speaking world has ever produced. John Bergen wrote a few other things, and he made some wonderfully insightful statements.
He remarked on this statement of Christ, "I will, be thou clean." He said, "This is the saying of God, and of God alone. The saying of Him whose almighty will is the cause of all things. When His servants wrought miracles, far different were the words that they used." And he quotes Joseph when he was in Pharaoh's court. Joseph said, "It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace." Very, very true. When the servants of God came, even empowered by the Holy Spirit, to do miraculous things, they did so admittedly by an authority that did not reside in themselves. You see this also in the apostles. You remember when Peter and John came to the Gate Beautiful, they admitted that they had nothing. They had received something that they could give, but they did the miracle not by their own will or by their own power, but in the name of another. And when they were called to account by the Jewish leaders, they said that they didn't do this by their own merit. They didn't do this in their own name. They didn't do this by their own power. That's the mark of a servant. But God can say, "I will," and by the pure, naked energy of my will, what I will immediately comes to pass. As God spoke creation into existence by the mere exercise of His will, so the Lord Jesus spoke, and by the mere exercise of His will, He destroyed the deadly disease of leprosy, and He gave this man instantaneous healing. So He displayed His deity. He also showed Himself to be the complete Savior, and in so doing, commanded the salvation of this leper. Throughout Scripture, leprosy is the great type of sin. The book of Leviticus gives so much emphasis to the uncleanness of leprosy and to the various ways in which it must be dealt with and to God's provision for its cleansing. Now, it's true of all the miracles of Christ that they are all sermons in action. The Lord Jesus Himself gives the spiritual meaning of His sermon, or of his, in His sermons, of His miracles. So His miracles are always sermons in action. And it's true here of leprosy. Here is a picture not only of a physical healing, but of a moral and a spiritual cleansing. And the Lord Jesus is saying, "I command the cleansing of sinners." And the great thing about it is, when He commands their cleansing, they are clean. They are clean. They are clean first because He says so. Second, they are clean because in giving the command to be clean, He gives effect to that command. He makes them clean. He causes the change. He commands the salvation of sinners, the cleansing of the unclean. I said this is the picture of the complete Savior. You will see how here you see the willingness of Christ to cleanse. I will. I will. I think that's one of the great themes of Scripture. I speak to you as I've pointed out 100 times in preaching from this pulpit. That's a conservative estimate. I have made it clear that I speak as an undiluted Calvinist, what the world calls a Calvinist. I believe in the doctrines of grace. I believe in the eternal decrees of God because the Bible teaches them, and I believe in letting the Bible mean what it says and say what it means. I believe in God's electing purpose. I believe in the death of Christ as a peculiar sacrifice of propitiation for His people. All those things are clear in Scripture and cannot be denied without doing despite to the Word of God. I believe those things. But I equally believe those Scriptures, and there's no paradox here. I equally believe those Scriptures which show us the heart of Christ as a heart of kindness, a heart of love, a heart of mercy, a heart of grace. And I also believe those Scriptures which tell me clearly that where there is a sinner willing to be cleansed, there is a Savior who's willing to cleanse him. Where there is a sinner who is willing to call for mercy, there is a Savior who is willing to bestow that mercy. I abominate with all my heart and reject, and this church rejects and always will reject. And if it ever backslides from it, may God blot it out. I abominate that theory, that perversion of the Reformed faith that tells sinners that they may be willing to come, they may be willing to have Christ, they may be willing to repent, they may be willing to exercise faith, they may be willing to pray as a poor sinner, have mercy upon me, and yet Jesus may not be willing to have them. That is the devil's lie. Let's understand it. That's the devil's lie. Jesus said to this man, I will. He went even further as he stood over Jerusalem weeping. For as he wept over Jerusalem, he said, how often would I have gathered you? How often I was willing to gather you, and you would not. When sinners are unsaved, let us understand it. They are the authors of their own damnation, in that they will not have Christ. They have a will that is set against Christ. They will not have Him. They will not be clean. They would prefer to be filthy. They prefer to remain in their sin. And if God in His sovereignty says to a sinner, I am willing to give you your own will to remain in your sin, I want to tell you, they have none to blame but themselves. Here's the willing Savior. He's willing to cleanse the unclean. Never try to make the decree of election an excuse to remain in your sin. Never put the decree of election as a barrier between a sinner and a seeking sinner and a seeking Savior. Let me tell you, the Word of God is beyond doubt in this matter, that the Lord Jesus is marked by willingness to cleanse the unclean. Not only has He the willingness, but thank God He has the power. And that power is twofold. He has the power to make the unclean clean before the law. That is justification. You see, the Lord Jesus says, I will, be thou clean. Go and show yourself to the priest. Let the law declare that you are clean. That's what the Savior does for every sinner whom He forgives. He brings him to the courthouse of God. He brings him to the bar of God's law. And he says, in the light of the law, you are proven clean by my work. Justification is the act of God's free grace wherein he pardons all our sins and accepts us as righteous in his sight only because he has imputed to us the righteousness of Christ. Clothed us so that the law of God finds us perfect, righteous, free from the leprosy of sin. He has power to justify. But of course, there's the other side of it. There's the moral change. He has power to replace uncleanness with cleanness. He has power to make the filthy into the sanctified of the Lord. This is the power of Christ. He commands the salvation of sinners.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairn saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.